Lauren Suicide mit Home auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Auch Sandra Coldstar ist home in Berlin und zwar schon seit mindestens 5 Jahren. Und jetzt steht sie bei mir im Studio, denn heute Abend spielt sie im Urban Spree. Vorher quatschen wir jetzt noch ein bisschen allerdings über ihre neueste dritte LP, Zero Gravity State of Mind, die zum ersten Mal mit zusätzlichem Produzenten aufgenommen wurde. Wir reden über die Oblique Strategies von Brian Eno und Peter Schmidt, die sie wohl benutzt hat beim Aufnehmen der Platte als Inspirationsquelle. Finde ich sehr, sehr interessant. Wir sprechen außerdem über ein kunstförderndes Elternhaus vielleicht. Wir vergleichen Bergen und das Berghain und reden über vieles, vieles mehr. Hello and welcome, Sandra Coldstar.
Hello and thank you.
And nothing to thank for. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you. Great to be in Berlin. Always.
So you've been touring, or where are you coming from today?
Yes, that's right. We've been touring this week in Germany, Hamburg and Leipzig.
Okay, so you come from Leipzig today?
Yesterday.
How was that?
Leipzig was fantastic.
Cool.
Actually, we played at this distillery club, which is the oldest club in Eastern Germany.
Oh, wow.
So that was quite an honor.
Cool.
Yeah, super nice.
Okay, cool. And I've been to Leipzig. I think people are there. They are very open-minded and cool people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. So you've lived in Berlin for more than 5 years now, right?
Yeah, that's
Has it
true.
Become something like a home for you? Because I just told people, yeah, she's feeling home here.
Actually,
without asking first.
Yeah, right. And actually now, as you say this, it occurs to me today, I moved here today, 5 years ago.
Oh, wow,
so this
really?
Is even my, yeah.
Congratulations.
I just realized. Yeah, thank you so much.
If I knew, I would have built in some jingle or something.
Yeah. Wow. No, so it's really, this is my home now.
Cool.
And it's been for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Mein Wahlheimat.
Yeah, hast du schön gesagt.
And I just love Berlin.
Cool.
So I'm probably going to stay here for at least 5 more years.
Yeah, no, that's totally cool. And I'm happy for you. And I'm happy for the city that you're staying. Because, I mean, many people, they have an idea of Berlin and they move here and then they end up partying too hard.
Yeah.
And they're totally disturbed by using too many drugs or something. And then they'll go back to their home and their friends from back then don't remember. They don't recognize them anymore because they're like, you know, so Berlin can be hard for people
Berlin
who move
can be
here.
Hard.
But if you're made for it, you're the right, you know, you're it's good.
Yeah, and I think like what I love about Berlin is that it's kind of this city of endless possibilities, you know, and people come here from all over the world with their ideas and they actually make them happen.
Yeah.
But that can be in a good way and it can be in a bad way.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important. Like I get up early in the morning and work, you know,
really?
I go to my studio. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's not too typical Berlin, though.
I know.
But it's for an artist, it's really important. I mean, there's no big novelist who was like, oh, I had this idea and then I wrote the whole book in a few nights. You have to get up in the morning. You have to be concentrated if you want to come forward,
it's
right?
It's really hard work and it's a lot of focus. And to me, it's important to really like, really get up in the morning, work 8 hours and, you know, and then I write 2 songs and maybe none of them are good even.
Yeah.
But as long as I do this a lot of the time, I produce a lot of music.
Yeah, that's another misconception that people always think an artist sits back in the studio and he writes a beautiful song and puts that one on the album.
Yeah.
You have to write at least 5 shitty songs to have one good one.
I think so too. I mean, sometimes it happens that you get this like divine inspiration and you just write a fantastic song in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That also happens, but not most of the time.
And it doesn't happen to people who are not trying to be hardcore working in between.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it doesn't happen to anyone.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So we're on the same page here. But this time, I know that you've recorded your last album here in Berlin in Weißensee, but this time you went to Bergen again in Norway, and you've recorded with the producer for the first time. Yngve Sætre. You produced with him.
Yeah, and he's one of the really great producers in Norway. So it was fantastic, really, to work cool. with him. I've tried working with producers before, mm-hmm. and it hasn't really worked out for mm-hmm. me that well. Partly, probably, because I'm a control freak, mm-hmm. but also because I produce music myself.
Yeah, sure.
So then it's more natural to me to produce my own music. Yeah. But with Yngve Sætre, it was different. And we really kind of found a way of working cool. together that was... working out super well.
Yeah.
So that's been very inspiring. And we're going to actually start with the next record
that's
already
what
in
I read.
December.
That's what I read. That's super crazy. Your album is coming out like right now.
Yeah.
Zero Gravity State of Mind. And I've read that the next album is basically... finished when we talk about composing.
Yeah, it is. And that's also what we just talked about. Yeah. Because I get up and work a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, I think I'm blessed. I'm very easily inspired. I'm blessed. I feel very grateful for that. But
you are a workaholic somehow as well.
I am a workaholic. That's uh-huh. true. Uh-huh. I am.
Because, I mean, even an artist who is known for being a busy bee all the time might take a little break for touring when the album has just come out. You know what I'm saying? Come on, take a little break, Sandra Coldstar.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe I will soon.
No, I mean, as long as you feel happy with it and as long as your juices are flowing, you know, you should keep them flowing by just like we said in the beginning, you keep the juices flowing, you won't have a writer's block ever in your life.
Hopefully, yeah.
I don't think so. A writer's block, I think it appears when you stop writing.
And then
you try to come back into it.
Yeah, and I think that stop writing part, I think if you make it too like mystical, this whole composing thing and writing music, if you make it into a mystery, the whole inspiration thing, then I think that's very dangerous because then it can be really hard to kind of enter that room.
Yeah.
But so I'm trying to just not turn it into something mysterious.
Yeah, it's not magician, but musicianship, right?
Yes,
that's the point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the magic is there anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of that aspect is always there.
Yeah. But I want to know, how is it to create sounds for the city in a surrounding that is not city-like at all? That's why I brought Bergen and Berghain together, because I can imagine your music in Berghain.
Yeah.
But I it's hard for me to imagine that you sit in this little house, or maybe even a big house, but there's basically nothing around it. And you think of sounds that are actually made for the city. Wasn't that strange, kind of?
Well, actually, since you now have this Berghain thing going, it's interesting because, you know, Bergen is the city on the west coast of Norway.
Yes.
And it's completely kind of covered in by mountains.
Yes.
And so in that sense, there's a lot of stone, you know, there's a lot of stone. And that's the same in Berghain, obviously. So there is one thing in common. But in this studio, the view is actually just directly out into the ocean and the fjord. So it's very, very beautiful to work there.
I would be afraid to go for like a Björkish kind of sound, Ben, because I would be afraid to be too inspired by the ocean and everything's moving slow.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'm also a little bit allergic to, I mean, Björk is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm also a little bit allergic to trying to sound like nature in a way. To me, that's not a point.
Yeah.
At all. But I think we all are, not just being a musician, but all people are influenced by where we are and our circumstances.
Sure, sure, sure.
But then again, a lot of the songs I wrote in Berlin and then we produced them in Bergen. So there is this... but one thing that's very interesting is that I find that when the journalists in Norway review my music and write about it, they always hear Berghain and the clubs of Berlin. Uh-huh. And when German people write about my music, they hear the nature and the dark forest
and the
ocean.
I don't think none of the journalists hear anything. They just try to explain the unexplainable.
Yeah, probably. That's, yes. There we go.
Now let's listen to a song of your new record. But no, we're listening to an older song right now. We're listening to Runaway Where We Are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that was the hit that you got us with.
Yes.
You made us fans with that song.
Hooray.
So let's listen to that. And then we'll talk about the oblique strategies, because I think that's a really interesting thing that you use in the studio for being inspired. Sandra Coldstadt auf Lux FM. Sandra Coldstart mit Runaway Where We Are. Gleich haben wir auch noch ein Stück von der neuen Platte der Frau aus Norwegen, die mittlerweile aber in Berlin lebt. Zero Gravity State of Mind heißt die neue Scheibe, die aufgenommen wurde in Bergen in Norwegen, diesmal mit Produzenten. Und wir haben schon ein bisschen geredet über diese Platte. Jetzt habe ich noch rausgefunden, dass sie die Oblique Strategies benutzt hat, um sich zu inspirieren während der Recording Sessions. Das ist eine Idee von dem Künstler Peter Schneider und vom gar nicht unbekannten Brian Eno. Mm. Die haben das 1975 auf den Markt gebracht. Die Oblique Strategies, for those people who don't know what it is, can you explain what are the Oblique Strategies?
It's really just a bunch of cards. Mm-hmm. And every card has a small sentence, which can be completely random. Yeah. It can be like, I don't know, open a window.
Yes.
You know, it can make no sense.
Yeah.
In the moment, but what I did and what David Bowie also did a lot was to take these cards into the studio and use them as a mean of getting inspired and finding new ways of producing music, really.
Yeah. I've read an interview actually about you in which you visited the David Bowie exhibition.
Exactly.
And you were kind of inspired by that too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm easily inspired, I said. No, but I mean, David Bowie is obviously a great source of inspiration.
Yeah, sure. And I really like the idea of these oblique strategies as well, because I've found some quotes and some things. One of the cards said something like, use an old idea or something.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that this really helps when you're in the studio and you're trying to finish a song, you don't know how.
Yeah.
And then the card pops up and it says, use an old idea.
Yeah.
You go back into your archives and you go like, I actually did one song in that tempo and in that tonal, you know what I'm saying?
And there is a nice section there which could,
and I'll just copy paste it onto here and I'm ready.
And it really works. Like,
cool.
It's super handy.
Yeah.
And it's and also, to me, I think it's interesting. I'm more and more interested, really, in adding some element of chance into the making of music and kind of really letting go of control and be as free and sometimes also as random in way as possible when I make music.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting thing that you're talking about right now as well, because it can be super liberating in the true sense of the word to be totally free in the studio, but it can be helpful if somebody tells you this is the border you cannot cross, or this is the thing, use the old idea. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
To me, that's actually almost more inspiring. Is having sometimes I always make my own concept. Like today, I will only use this synthesizer.
Yeah, cool.
No other instruments, just this one. What can I get out of this synthesizer? And maybe for a week, I will just work with that one synthesizer.
Good.
Because then you, as you say, you need to kind of push those boundaries in another way that you would.
So you would recommend using the Oblique strategies to other artists?
Yeah, I would at least try it and see if it works. Yeah. You know, whatever works for you is good. Yeah.
This fucking card sucks. I won't read it anymore. Fuck Brian Eno. So, I know that you already finished composing the next record. Are you a person that tests out new material on occasions like tonight? Are you going to play some unreleased songs already, or are you going to concentrate on the record?
I can reveal that tonight we will play a song that has not been recorded yet.
Wow, see?
Because I definitely like to to test. I think that's a good thing, really, to test new material live. We'll do that tonight as well.
Cool. Und da kann man ja dabei sein heute Abend, wenn man möchte, bei der Show von Sandra Coldstart im Urban Spree. Wer da hingehen möchte, der muss mich jetzt allerdings nur noch anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Sandra Coldstart heute Abend im Urban Spree. Sandra, it was a great pleasure talking to you.
Likewise.
Come back as soon as possible. We'll talk
a bit
more.
I'd love to.
No
Thank
problem.
You so much.
See you soon.
Danke.
Bye-bye. Heute
Tschüss.
Abend im Urban Spree. Sandra Coldstart. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000.